We weren't too happy with the start of the season. The performances were good, but we weren't getting the results, which is obviously the most important thing. We believed in ourselves and we carried on performing as I feel like we have. And the results have come, so we just want to continue now as we have been lately and climb up that table.
I suppose last season, a season of great success, being champions, the gaffer's just talked about it, winning most Saturdays, scoring lots of goals. It is a step up. It is about sometimes that mental approach, isn't it, to appreciating actually it's not always going to be, we're not always going to get everything our own way when we get to this level.
Yeah, it was a step up. I think we were ready for it. Again, I think that showed in our performances because we were playing well, but again, we wasn't winning. Obviously, like you said, that winning mentality was in us, so it was disappointing. But like I said, now I think we've all settled and we're all performing well and the results are coming in.
And the strength of being able to just carry on, not worrying about it at that point, you knew you were playing well, the form was good from that point of view, it was just turning that into results. Is that the mental strength you require?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I think where you're performing well and you're not getting results, that could affect you in some way. We just kept doing what we do, what we're good at, what got us our promotion last year. And thankfully, that's coming through now in the results.
From a frontman's point of view, what do you go through if something's not quite worked in one half or a couple of opportunities and you've not been able to score? What do you draw upon? How do you draw upon yourself in order to make sure that you keep going, that you are going to get another chance, you are going to put it in the back of the net?
That's exactly been the case for me. Obviously, I went through a little spell where I wasn't scoring, but again, had chances but wasn't scoring. I just try to do the same things that I've been doing last year, all my career, which is basically practicing every day after training and just keep telling myself to get in the areas, which I keep trying to do, keep getting in the areas, keep getting the chances and keep trying to take it, keep trying to do the right things, which is what I always tell myself and always will do.
How important is it that faith is shown you, the faith that you get from your manager, from your coaching sideline, you know, is that important to you as well as you're pushing forward if you're going through a bit of a fallow period?
Definitely. Obviously, it's always nice when you feel like you've got the backing of your manager. It's always nice to feel like they've got confidence in you and your ability, which Martin obviously does with all of us. So it's always nice, when it's not happening for you, it's always encouraging to know that your manager still believes in you.
So what extra do you do extra stuff beyond the normal training session? Will you do extra finishing?
I normally try and pull keeper aside and just do some extra stuff myself or with some of the other players like Gashi and the other forwards. Or if I'm on my own, I do it on my own and just keep hitting the back of the net, practising.
And are keepers happy to do that? Are they like, oh, I want to go in?
Generally, they're happy to do that. They've not complained yet, so hopefully they don't anytime soon. But again, they want to go and I'll just do it on my own. But as for yet, they always seem to want to practice extra.
And a chance to take on Luton. Apparently, Barnet have never beaten, so it's about time, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Obviously, Martin has told us that we've never beaten Luton. So it's going to be a tough game. But like I say, if we perform like we know we can, I'm looking forward to it.
Is it a match you're looking forward to? You know, kind of throw, decent stadium, should be a good following from here.
Yeah, definitely. I look forward to every game.
I want to
play in every game, every minute of it as well. So Luton obviously is around the corner as well, so it's going to be a good game. Obviously, I've played under John Steele as well. I know what his teams are about, so it's going to be a tough game. But like I said, if we perform, I'm sure we'll do well.
What's it like being a professional footballer? From that, you know, I've never been. We all dreamed of it. What is it? What's the life like? What's it like being a professional footballer? You know, being a pro, representing a club, playing well, scoring goals, I mean, it must be a buzz.
Definitely. I think as a kid, it's something that you just enjoy doing out of the fun of it. And that's sort of the same way I feel now. You know, this is something that I'll do for free with my mates. And to play it professionally is obviously a privilege. And I'm delighted that I've been given the opportunity to do it, because there's so many players that have wanted to do it and they haven't. So I say it's a bit of luck, but then again, I sometimes say you got to make your own luck, you know, by working hard as well. And just when the opportunity comes, because it's such a competitive sport, you've got to take it. You've got to grab it with both hands. And that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm sure that's what all the players are trying to do.